You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and that means commentator Archie MacDonald is here once again. This week he takes on the theme of heroes, and who might rise to that distinction.
Who are your heroes? A motivational speaker wanted to raise our expectations with that inquiry by listing some of his own heroes. He started with what he called the stratosphere: Jesus Christ, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela. From any other, I would have been skeptical of such selections, but this fellow is an old friend, and I knew his sincerity. Our motivator came down to earth with other heroes, mostly civic and political leaders who earned their status working for better mental health care and similar causes. This approach worked well with his audience. They honored him with a standing ovation. And it got me to wondering who I considered heroic. If I also had a stratosphere category, I would add Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. for courage and strength of conviction, John F. Kennedy for leadership and focusing a generation on service, Eleanor Roosevelt for standing up for the poor and downtrodden, and maybe Nancy Reagan and Hillary Rodham Clinton for stand-by-her-man steadfastness and public misconception of their significance and power. Back to Earth, lots of folks have a place on my list of heroes. Let's start with Judy, who has worked harder than anyone I know to make me a better person. That's a pretty stiff challenge. And to find jobs for everyone who wants one. A.L. Mangum Jr., personification of that greatest generation who fit the battles against fascism in the 1940s, came home then to build communities and businesses and families, and who never forgets those who did not get to come home from war to do those things. Doctors Arthur Speck, Ted LaDay, Gerard Ventura, and Gene Cagle especially, and scores of other doctors and nurses and technicians whose good work have kept me going longer than cholesterol and cancer would have allowed without their intervention. That might not seem heroic to you, but it certainly does to me. Farrah Bentley, a fellow with whom I agree on politics about 1% of the time, if that much, is a hero anyway because of devotion to his community and country and making both better, especially through work with scouting. Kyle Childress, theologian and community conscience, who could work in an urban megachurch but chooses to pastor a small congregation with a mighty ambition for improving society much greater than its numbers or wealth will ever permit. And because Kyle, like its members, marched to a distant drum others never hear. The number of my heroes is much longer than this, of course. I think the motivational speaker's point was that the list supposedly said something about the list composer, but I swear I don't remember what. I am in awe of all my heroes, especially the first one on the living list, and just proud to know them. I challenge you to make your own list. A teacher, friend, parent, sibling, who is your hero?
My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by the Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating more than 35 years of medicine in East Texas, by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com.